This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Steve Miggs, the Earth is 4 billion years old, and how lucky are we that we got to live on this planet at the same time as Bob Rivers?
Oh, I thought you were about to go down a road of the Earth is 4 billion years old, and we have someone on our show who's a year younger than that.
I am so happy you guys didn't go down that road. I feel so much better for it.
I'm glad you didn't.
So yeah, thank you, Sharon.
DJ Shea, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's great to be back. I've been listening all morning, and what a great, great job you've done making a super tribute to my friend.
You were the first person I thought of when the news came out yesterday, and I was just like, oh, how do I... You know, I mean, and obviously we still stay in touch. It's not like it's like, oh, this is awkward, but it was just like, how do you reach out to somebody when they're grieving a great friend? And as I'm about ready to write you, I get a text from you just to let me know. And I was like, I would love for you to come in, but I understand if you don't want to. But like, I just feel like KSW, Bob Rivers is such a big part of it. BJ Shea is such a big part of it. And the two of you together are such great friends. It would just be awesome to have you on to be able to celebrate his life.
Yeah, you know, I will say this because I'm going to, obviously, you know, a lot of stuff has happened this week for you guys. And you said it best on Monday when you gave a great tribute to Sarah, who is my daughter. Some people may not know, but you guys were so good and a wonderful send-off. And you said something about family. And that's what this is. You know, we see Kathy Faulkner, you know, when we were here for the 50th and all the anniversaries and all the live days. There was something about this station that, yeah, things happen, business happens, your own by a big company, but something about KISW says, yeah, but we're still going to do things the family way. Mm-hmm. So me too. I was like, man, I would be happy to come in because he was a great part of KISW's legacy and a great part of our lives.
Absolutely.
BJ, over the years, I know you guys developed this insane friendship, you know, kind of rooted in radio and entertainment. What are some of the, you know, big life lessons or things that you've taken with you day to day knowing Bob Rivers?
Well, the thing that I don't think people knew, and it used to irritate me about him, is that I don't know if he went to a professional psychologist, psychiatrist, but he told me, he said, there's something about me, BJ, where I have the inability to get depressed. No matter what happens in my life, I'll get mad, I'll have all these other emotions, but I never get depressed. And I would be like, well, that's wonderful, Bob, because some of us do.
It's Bob's a Vulcan, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, that was, so he, up until the very end, had such an amazing attitude, which was so inspirational. He helped me so many times in my life. I cannot tell you, and you guys know me, I used to call him ranting, raving, screaming about every problem and drama that I had in my life and in this business. And he'd always have that same, well, BJ, let me show you the other side. One of my favorite memories is how we first met, because I was a nobody and he was Bob Rivers, just got hired in Seattle, had that great stint where he stayed on the radio for 28 straight days until the Baltimore Orioles won a game.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of us radio people, you know what, I'll be up here maybe for 5 days.
Like a week.
Yeah. I mean, the Orioles have to win a game.
It's almost like they were trolling him.
And that's how he got the job at KISW. The folks at KISW saw that and said, we have to have that guy working here. And of course, like you guys talked about, he did Nudestock and everything. So this guy, he comes up to me at the convention, and this is back in the 80s, you know, bright light, big city, everybody's partying, you know, everything is happening, all the debauchery, but Bob's in recovery, and he hears about this one little geeky guy who likes Star Trek. So I don't know anybody. I wish I could meet somebody, and all of a sudden he taps me on the shoulder. He says, "Hi, I'm Bob Rivers." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know who you are." And he goes, "I hear you like Star Trek. We should go to a movie." I'm like, I'd let you parade me up and down New Orleans naked as long as I can hang out with you. Whatever you want to do, buddy.
No, I don't want to go there, you nerd. I'm hanging out and drinking with the other radio people.
And that started the great friendship. And what he was such a curious human being who loved people, and he looked for the best things. And so he looked for the best things in me, and he said, "I know you have a hard time getting along. I see you yelling at everybody, but come over here. I'm going to help you try to learn to get along with people." And that big heart was what I remember from him. I mean, and so many stories that people don't know, that Bob's such a big heart, helped so many of us in the business. I wouldn't be here today if not for him.
And the crazy part is that at many points, he was your competition, and he still never let that get in the way of helping. He could have easily been like, "Yeah, BJ, you should go scorched earth on all of them," thinking, "Well, this will get BJ out of town." But he was always going out of his way to make sure that, like, you were in a good headspace and didn't have to do that, especially when you're quote-unquote competition.
I don't know how much time we have, but there's a beautiful story about that. I mean, again, illustrating the kind of man he was.
Well, let's do that. But first, let's do a Twisted Tune.
Oh,
and I want you to pick.
I was hoping you were asking.
Bob is known for many great things. Oh, a great person, a curious mind, his nude stock, but also known for what I remember first hearing about him when I was in New York was his Twisted Tunes, his song parodies, to the point where some people gave Weird Al credit for some of his song parodies.
Yeah.
And it was actually Bob Rivers' song parodies.
No. That's our own Bob Rivers. So, and you picked out another one, Steve?
No.
With the help of BJ?
I'm putting it in BJ's hands.
BJ, what's the song?
Well, I hope you guys have this, because I remember when this song first came out, and I thought, this is so funny because it's, you know, it's the Red Rocker, and I love, you know, that they got, you know, Sammy in there. And I never thought it would mean so much, but I'm about to turn 65. So this song means so much more now than I think it ever did when it first came out, because I think I'm getting to that point. This Twisted Tune is pretty much where I'm at in my life right now.
It's "I Can't Drive, I'm 65. Bob Rivers, Twisted Tunes. And also shout out to Spike O'Neill. A lot of people are like, "Hey, don't forget, he was the guy who was singing a lot of these songs."
Yeah, Spike. Another guy that Bob found who said, "My God, you're talented. You must be in our business."
And had a great tribute on Cairo yesterday for Bob.
Yeah.
Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us this morning, we have been paying tribute to the great Bob Rivers, who sadly we lost yesterday at the age of 68 after a battle with cancer. And our dear friend BJ Shea is here with us in the studio this morning to just share some wonderful memories about your dear friend Bob Rivers.
Yeah, and I thank you guys, man. Hearing the tunes, hearing all the great audio from when he was on the show and on KISW all those years, it's really wonderful to hear his voice. You know, his wife Lisa said that was one of the things in the paper, in the article, great article that the Times did, which actually was written by his agent's daughter. And the weird thing is, Lisa had said, she said, hearing his voice, she says, I'm going to miss him like hell, but you know what? I can just press a button and hear that voice. Mm. So I think this is beautiful for everybody to know that's the one great thing about what Bob did. You can put on a twisted tune. You know, you could watch one of his videos. And I think that is nice for people because sometimes you don't have that when you lose someone that you love. And so I thought that was really sweet that Lisa said, just compress a button and I'll always hear Bob's voice.
And I also loved, I don't know if you saw what Andrew Rivers, his son, he had an incredible post on his social media page. I don't know if I can find it or not, but it was basically just saying how Bob recently had to start eating edibles. And Bob went to Andrew and said, hey, you want to eat some edibles and go to the Sphere?
Yeah.
And Andrew looked at his dad and goes, when did you become my best friend? And I was like, that is such a heartwarming. And it's a joke, but underneath all of it is like, what a touching tribute to Bob. And Andrew's quirky, funny way.
Yeah, Andrew, a great stand-up comic and has a lot of Bob in him because they were both very quirky and curious in their own way. And it was really heartwarming, you know, in a way. Once the cancer diagnosis happened, of course, everybody's like, okay, I'm going to be around. You spend time. And Andrew had said, man, these last couple of years, they had the closest and best years I think he said he's ever had with his father. And when you have somebody like Bob who was busy doing what he was doing, loving what he loved, being a celebrity in this area, you know, for a kid, sometimes you may not get to have as much time with your father or your mother because they're doing what they do. So he said how special it was these last couple of years.
So, BJ, I know you had mentioned something about the first time that you had met Bob.
Yeah. Oh, you guys had mentioned when I talked about it in the last break, you said Bob was so good, you know, even though we were competitors and he still took care of everybody. I will, you know, when I came to Seattle before anybody knew who I was 25 years ago, I did not have a job. I couldn't get a job anywhere. And Bob said, you know what, BJ, you're too talented to be out of work. And I know a station here in Seattle where you'll be able to get a job. I'll put in a word for you. So that was the old buzz. And they said, all right, send a demo tape. I send a tape. They throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. And Bob says, have you heard anything? And I go, no, I haven't heard anything, Bob. You know how radio is. And Bob said, oh, no, that's not how radio is here. And Like, he said,
he's like the kindest mobster ever. I'm going to go break their legs.
Because you know how it is, guys. If you've been trying to get a job, if people look back to you, it's over.
Yeah.
And so Bob was not happy that they, and so he found out they threw my tape in the trash. And so he went into the program director and basically strong-armed him and said, get this guy an audition. I'm telling you, so he was able to do it. And I asked him, I said, Bob, you don't have to go out of your way. Why are you doing this? He said, look, here's the deal. Not only am I doing this for you, but I know that in 5 years, you'll have your own morning show. And at the time, I was only doing a midday. He was giving me a midday job. He goes, you'll have your own morning show, and you'll beat me in the ratings. I know this. Like, he's a prognostic. And I'm like, well, why would you bring me to town? He said, because I can learn from you. That's the kind of person he was. And I'll never forget the
Jedi mind trick is that, right?
It's insane. And Steve, you know, I mean, man, we had an amazing run in town. And I remember when we first did beat Bob in the ratings, he called me on the phone. He says, remind me, why did I bring you here? You know, but he was so kind. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could look, you know, how competition is in the world of entertainment. Somebody who you think is better than you, you're going to try to bring them down. You're not going to try to elevate them.
Yeah.
But that's the man he was. He helped so many people.
I always felt, maybe I've been eating some edibles with Andrew Rivers when I think this, but I was thinking about Bob Rivers yesterday and listening to some of his old clips and hearing these stories. Like, he really was the epitome of Seattle. Even though he was a transplant, he was the epitome of Seattle in the sense of, like, you look at the music scene back in those days, like, it was competitive, but it was like that rising tide kind of a vibe. You wanted to make sure everybody did well. I want you to eat just as much as I'm eating as well. And I don't think a lot of towns are like that. And his brand of humor was so Seattle, even though he wasn't from here. It was irreverent, curious, kind of dorky, but in a very funny way. But, like, I think that's why Bob was so great here. I think he just connected with an audience of people who were very like-minded and very similar in their vibe.
Yeah, he helped me with that. When I first came to town, of course, we're both from New England. And so the first thing he said is, okay, you're very aggressive.
He lied to you. You're not aggressive at all.
And, you know, well, let me tell you, you know how I am. I mean, Steve, I mean, you know, the early days when I first got here, even before you and I worked together, and Taryn and Danny, I mean, you saw me, but boy, you did not see me in those early days 25 years ago. But he coached me. He said, Seattle's a wonderful place, but this is their town. They're not going to change for you. You have got to give them what they want. And he taught me how to be kind and courteous and still be an aggressive idiot at the same time. And he was such a great coach, such a wonderful human being like that, where he would just give you that time and that wisdom and that mentorship, and he made time for so many people.
And I think that, you know, to your point, BJ, that's one person. We all only get 24 hours in every day, but somehow Bob just lived larger than life and held space for so many people to learn from him and grow with him. And that, I mean, that's a one-of-a-kind individual.
It's crazy. And the things that he was doing when, you know, here I am thinking, okay, like you said, he threw a baby shower. How crazy is this? He threw a baby shower for the person, for the baby who wrote the article about his passing. Like, so
that's full circle.
Crazy. Yeah, wow. Full circle crazy. It's like he just touched so many people's lives. So, of course, she was like, she's like, I write the articles. I want to write an article about this because this guy threw a baby shower for me when I wasn't even in the world yet. It's so many people that he loved and they loved him, and such a sweet, sweet friend. And I'm all in celebration because we knew this was happening. You know, he always said that. He says it's not when, it's if. But he wanted to do so many things. Wanted to get people to know about Alan White, the drummer for Yes. Mm-hmm. He was working on a movie or a documentary about that. Did the stuff with Heart. Like he just loved everybody and wanted to make everybody better the best way he could.
And a lot of love for you as well, BJ, on the text lines. Someone just said, hey, it warms my heart to hear BJ back on the air. Much love to you, BJ. You are my Bob, and I'm sorry for the loss of your friend. Nothing but love for you, BJ, from Justin and Ferndale, and a bunch of other texts as well.
Thank you, guys. If not for Bob, I wouldn't be here.
I also saw on the text line, and I missed it as well, so I found it. And, of course, we have to play Good Morning, BJ.
There was a few people were texting about that, but let's not forget about this one as well.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite. It makes me all warm inside.
Good morning, BJ.
I'm hoping that we can get you to hang out for a little bit longer.
Yes, I would love to. As you know, I'm living the retirement lifestyle, so... I mean, until I get to, I really just have to be out by 2 p.m. for the early bird special. Otherwise,
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, that OCD, man, it gets crazy at 3 o'clock, so you got to get there early.
You know it, Steve.
I'm wondering if you feel confident in your ability to beat Migs.
Oh, really? I want to get a chance to play?
You want to play at 7:50?
Oh, you know what? For all these years, I thought.
All right,
he's nothing. I can beat him.
To the game, Beat Migs. We did get another text request for a twisted tune, Steve.
Somebody said they were stuck in traffic earlier, and they want the perfect song to play. One of the many great, you know, I knew about all like the national type of song parodies based on like national news and pop culture events, but the amount of Seattle-centric songs or Northwest-centric songs that Bob made for twisted tunes is just insane. And this person wanted to hear "Highway to Bellevue." Of course, a little play on that AC/DC classic. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Living easy, living free, out with the Volvo on a scenic drive. Some poor bastard's in the breakdown lane. It's another damn backup on 405. That's called a AAA. Now, I would stop and help him, you see, but I'm running behind. I have to get Muffy to her massage therapist by noon. Well, what's the holdup? Why aren't we moving?
I'm on the
heavens, is it absolutely necessary to play those 8-track tapes at such an ungodly volume? Obviously went to public school. Oh dear, oh, I seem to have angered him. He's rolling down his window. I sincerely hope he's not armed.
Hey buddy, move that boat. Pretty soon I'm gonna ram that can. 520, set me free. I'm on my way to the yuppies land.
Hey, I resent that remark.
Bellevue.
You're obviously from Linwood, aren't you?
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.